time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? The 49ers go out and take care of business on the road, absolutely bail to rear end, just destroying a division opponent, which was awesome. This game was over kind of before it started. The very first play of the game, you had the huge kickoff return, one play touchdown drive, special teams. Now, you did have a block to extra point, which continues to kind of be an issue. Eddie P got hurt, which was weird. You're watching Thomas Morstead warm up for extra point field goal attempts on the sideline. We'll have to see how the injuries go. And this wasn't a victory where the 49ers walked out unscathed. There were a lot of injuries that kept popping up. Diamandour Lenore going in and out. Tatum Bethune, he missed the entire second half. But, man, Curtis Robinson, good gosh. That dude played one hell of a second half, was absolutely off the charts. And let's just be very honest. Like, the 49ers were not in the same realm as the Cardinals. Much better football team, much better coach, better play calls, better position to be successful, and they handled their business. Offense, not really a lot of yards. You got outgained by the Cardinals by about 200 yards, but the efficiency and cashing in on, you know, touchdowns in the red zone, that was huge. And so even though the Cardinals outgained you by almost 200 total yards, I think Jacoby Brissett, like, broke the record for most pass attempts by a Cardinals quarterback. They had to go straight to the pass game because they were just behind so much so early. And you go to the third quarter, it was 35-10. Like, game was completely over in hand. The Cardinals had to do whatever they could to pass, get things going. And so the score does not reflect how big of a beating this was to the Cardinals. And, you know, again, we were here last year in a meaningless game, week 18, where the Cardinals just boat raced the 49ers. You had people like Jordan Elliott quitting, Jake Brindle quitting, so many different players. Like, to come back, remember they kicked out Juwan Jennings that game too, which was a ridiculous call. But to come back and just make that statement win. Brock Purdy, 200 yards, three touchdown passes coming back. Was that a perfect game? It was not. But you saw the big play ability as soon as number 13 was back behind center. Mac Jones is a stud. Like, I'm not trying to take anything away from Mac Jones, but you see the big play ability that Brock Purdy returns this team to, and it was huge. I mean, everything was going on all cylinders, and the weirdest thing was Ricky Pearsall, he had one catch for 0 yards. And so even though you got back your number one wide receiver, and he looked fine, it just – everything else was open. George Kittle was open. CMC was open. Juwan Jennings was open. And so wherever they wanted to go, Kyle Juszczyk was open. DeMarcus Robinson was open. So whatever the Niners wanted to do, they did. Christian McCaffrey, probably his best game of the year as far as one. He had three touchdowns, but averaged over 6 yards per carry. Now, the Niners didn't run the ball that much. They were selling out, you know, loaded boxes whenever you had that lead. So Kyle's like, look, if you're going to crowd the box, we're going to throw the damn ball, and we're going to see what we can do out there and get it done. And it just kept working. It just – everything that they were doing just really kept working. Overall, great team win, and something that this team needed, because whenever you look at just what they've gone through with the injuries, win-loss, 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 all those different things, man, let's just be very honest. Like, you needed one of these wins where you just go out there, handle business, all four quarters – and it builds morale. The confidence is there. It was awesome. Shout out to my man, JP. He's the man, member for 17 months. He says, Purdy is home. FTTB, both sea chickens and legs have more championship parades in their city than other teams. I love it. That makes me laugh. But, yeah, Purdy goes home, and he plays great. just incredible. And, you know, for the people that were just like, man, ride with Mac, ride with Mac, ride with Mac, you saw the explosiveness to the offense return. That's what they haven't had. And so just the fact that, you know, you get out there and march down the field, again, not a lot of total yards. You had the same amount of first downs as the Cardinals did, but you cashed in. The three turnovers, are you freaking kidding me? Two interceptions, and then awesome job by Upton Stout. It's very reminiscent of Alfred Collins getting the punch out against the Rams as the players going into the end zone. Like, that wiped off a touchdown. It was huge. Not quitting. Not quitting. That relentless mentality, which Upton has. There's some flaws in his game for sure, but don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Doesn't matter if you're on the one-yard line. You keep fighting as much as you can. Good things are going to happen. So you win the turnover battle, 3-0. You're up. Shoot. It was kind of weird that the 49ers kept playing all of their starters. I thought that was, you know, very, very weird because it was like, man, this game's over. You're up 3 possessions in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left. Let's get everybody out. Eventually they subbed the defense. They subbed the offense, which – man, 2023 was a long time ago, but we used to see that, you know, 5 to 6 times a season. It was nice to get back and get that division win. And, you know, a couple things that I want to talk about just with the record, the division, the conference, all those different things where they are right after this.
Guys, we have been working with MyBookie for almost 8 years now. And it doesn't matter what it is that you want to bet on. You want a casino, you want to bet on football, draft, over-unders, player props, basketball, baseball, politics, you name it. They got it all. So go to MyBookie, use promo code 49ers, and you're going to get a bet back bonus, which means when you bet something and you click to opt in and you don't win that bet, you get it all back. Comes with a one-time rollover, which is like nothing. And again, this is a site that you can trust because we've been using them all the time. And if you're one of those people that's just like, I don't even know what to do. I don't know where to find the stuff, whatever else. Well, we take care of that for you as well. Over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page, we post our weekly season-long draft bets, everything 49ers.
The holidays are upon us. And who in your family is the hardest to shop for during the holidays? Is it kids, partners, parents, in-laws? Well, Cozy Earth is a gift that they'll truly appreciate. We started with their sheets, and let me just tell you, I'm a super hot sleeper. The wife is exact opposite. Multiple blankets, dog curled up at her feet, whatever else. We went with Cozy Earth sheets. Both of us slept wonderful. It is absolutely off the charts. And here's what's crazy. They're promoting a 100-night refund, meaning you get the sheets, you can wash them, use them, wash them again, whatever else. 100 nights. If you don't like them, then you can return them. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think you're going to return them because they're just such high quality and they stand behind their products. 10-year warranty. So once you feel the level of comfort, you'll want it to last a decade. And if something goes wrong, they'll take care of you. So Black Friday has come early at Cozy Earth. Right now, you can stack my code 49ers Rush, no spaces, 49ERS, RUSH, on top of the site wide sale, giving you up to 40% off in savings. That's CozyEarth.com, code 49ersRush, for up to 40% off in savings. These deals won't last long, so start your holiday shopping today. And if you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention that you heard about Cozy Earth right here on the 49ers Rush podcast. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action is even better with Prize Picks. The weather might be changing, but the feeling of being right never gets old. So keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is just how quick and easy it is. You pick 2 stats, more or less. If they hit, you get paid. George Kittle, more or less than 49.5 receiving yards. Christian McCaffrey, more or less than 65.5 rush yards. It's that simple. Plus, you play Prize Picks to get action on football in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to 3 times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, touchdowns? Now you can in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. So download Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there is nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there. Niners every single week. We post them on Friday or Saturday, depending on the game. And so, and we walk you through. We have how-to videos, how to do a teaser bet, how to do parlays, all that different stuff. So if you want to get involved and you want to check it, bet anything, anytime at MyBookie and use promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS for your bet back bonus. You're in charge.
Yeah, and again, like, I think the story, if you're looking for, like, a narrative construct of today's game, it's Brock Purdy. When Brock Purdy's back, you score 40-plus points, you handle business, the explosive plays return, you had the efficiency of Mac Jones, and, you know, you'll deal with that. It's a wonderful problem to have two, you know, great quarterbacks, but it's just different. The aggressiveness of Purdy showed out. I thought that was so stinking important. I really, really did. Now, you also got Nick Martin playing Sam, which everybody's been kind of clamoring for a long time. And so I think that is huge. Yeah, I really, really do. And so Nick Martin gets out there, didn't play bad. Drew the holding call on that one, you know, big-time run that Jair Brown gave up. And, you know, if you look at that, like, the negatives, dude, it's the same usual suspects. Jake Brindle quitting in the middle of a play. Jair Brown can't tackle. D. Winters can't tackle. Now, I did think that D. Winters had a better game, but, man, he might have had five or six missed tackles. Like, it's a big deal. And whenever you get, you know, Corey Robinson in there and you get Nick Martin in there, I thought Nick Martin played relatively well on defense. Again, we were hoping he'd get some Sam snaps. He got out there, not much. The Cardinals, which is weird, you know, they had their top two wide receivers out, top three running backs out at one point during the game, and they were spreading the ball out. Going out there in 11 personnel. So the snaps weren't there for Nick Martin, but I love that he is getting on the field. Alfred Collins, CJ West, great. So many positives about those guys. Malik Mustafa, not a perfect game, but continues to show that he has the positives to go out there. Now, negatives. Renardo Green showing that, you know, he was a little emotional weak, and Trey McBride took advantage of him, you know, gave them – a free first down. They eventually got points on that. They benched him. Darrell Luter comes in, plays well. Played really well. Pinnock played well. Played really well. Upton Stout, he's getting better. He's getting better. And I love what I see from number 20. Obviously, with the forced fumble and all that stuff, but just the relentless energy, the relentless just never stop, always go, everything that he's got all the time. That's fun as hell to see. And when you're down to your third Mike backer, you know, Fred, obviously, I'm representing my Fred Warner jersey today. But then Tatum Bethune, who's been great, he goes down. Then Corey Robinson steps up, and he was awesome. He was just absolutely awesome. Yeah, the extra points are an issue. Yeah, I see that in the chat. There's some major blocking inconsistencies up front with assignments where – you know, your left tackle, or really it's your tight end and your wing, you're having these guys crash down so hard that you're creating this gap that is just a major issue. And it shows on film. You know, we do our film breakdowns. We'll break down every single play, offense, defense, special teams on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. But, like, we have shown you repeatedly, more kicks are going to get blocked in this area, and it happened. And it continues to happen. You've got to change the way that your blocking dynamic works. It's not that difficult. You just don't sell out all the way in and all the way out with your tight end and your wing. It's the L4, L5. Like, you can't do that. And, again, we show that. So go sign up at the 49ersrush.com. Go check it out. Link in the description of this video. But, man, the 49ers had 7 wins. You have now eclipsed all of the wins that you had last year. You're past that. You are 7-4. Now, 7-4 is nothing really to beat your chest about. But whenever you look at it that, hey, you're 4-1 in the division, that is huge. Only one more divisional game. Seahawks lost to the Rams. But, like, dude, you're 4-1. If there's a tie in the division, you're winning that tiebreaker, period. Because even if the Seahawks go out there and beat you, you split the head-to-head. Now the Seahawks are – they already have 2 conference or division losses. I think that that's a big deal. So, in the magic numbers now, 3. If the 49ers get to 10 wins, they're making the playoffs. The only way that they won't is if they lose a straight-up head-to-head tiebreaker with, like, the Bucks, or they lose to the Giants – the Bucks, or if they lose to the Bears or the Panthers or something along those lines. That's the only way, because the conference wins, most conference wins in the entire NFC. Division wins, most division wins in the entire NFC West. That's not going to change. And so if you get 3 more wins, this team, if they get to 10 wins, they're going to the playoffs. Get in the playoffs, who knows what happens? Who knows? That's just the way the NFL is built. And you look at the teams that you would be playing anyway, Rams already beat them. Seahawks already beat them. Bucks, that was a close one. You lost and it kind of got out of hand late, but there's nobody in the NFC that's just like in a class of their own. Packers, that was weird. Like, this is a very – and I'm not saying like the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl or anything like that, but you got a lot closer to making the playoffs a reality in this game. That is huge. That is so huge. And I do want to just say real quick, thank you to Arizona, all the fans. The 49ers showed out. Yesterday was incredible. Over 500-plus people showed up. And then we get a call in the middle of it, and Frank Gore calls and, like, hey, do you mind if we come hang out? Yes, Frank Gore, you can come hang out. and so we had Deshaun Goldston was out there, Anthony Dixon, who was an absolute blast. Frank Gore came out. It was incredible. We had our tailgate this morning. Really, really good time. If you've never been to Arizona for a game, come check it out. They really do it right out here with the entertainment district right next to the stadium. The stadium's incredible. It was just an awesome experience, all in all. I'm exhausted. I will be flying home tomorrow. We'll see if I can get a show done after I sleep finally. But the 49ers are 7-4. Handle business. Take care. Destroy a division opponent. All good things. You guys are the absolute best. We're going to have regular programming all week, so make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet. Come back. We'll be talking about this win, and we'll be looking forward to the future. And we still got 2 more road trips. We're going to be in Cleveland, and we're going to be in Indianapolis. So if you're traveling to any of those, go to 49ers Rush Road Trip. Make sure you get your tickets. Let's go. Niners are 7-4, and until next time, stay strong, faithful.